Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I'm excited today. I am bringing a husband and wife team onto the show with me. Really a power couple is my word of choice to describe this duo. And a very, very experienced real estate investors. They've been around Lifestyles Unlimited for quite some time now, have a tremendous track record. And we're going to pick their brains. And now I'll tell you up front, we're going to learn a little bit about them in the first segment. I will tell you they're not in Texas. And I actually tried to get them on the show with me back in, it must have been September, October. I was out and about in the RV bunker, and I was actually up in their neck of the woods. I like to get those local guests, but they were busy. They were too busy taking down their next apartment community. We'll hear about that as well, I think. So without further ado, I want to welcome Nicole and Greg to the program. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And just to give the listener context, you know, maybe they haven't heard your story before. Why don't you give us a little bit of your background? Actually, out the gate, I'm in Texas. I'm broadcasting from Dallas-Fort Worth. Where are you guys?
We are in Detroit.
We're in snowy Detroit.
Detroit, Michigan. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Almost up into the great white north there. So to the question of background, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you came from? What were you doing before real estate investing? And since you are way up in Detroit, in Michigan, and I know you guys joined before the Lifestyles footprint became as national in scope as it is now. Why don't you tell us how you found the organization as well?
Yeah, why don't I jump in? Because I was kind of the initiator into our real estate journey. Nicole and I used to both work for Ford Motor Company. And in 2008, the Great Recession happened. And one day, you know, over the course of a few weeks, about 25% of our friends got laid off. And we realized that the plan that we had had, the middle class plan that we had had, was actually very risky. And we said, we need an alternate plan. And we wanted to start generating other streams of income. And so I started looking into real estate. We had a flip that went sideways that ended up turning into a rental property. And after renting that out for a year, I realized the rental property wasn't all that scary. And so we decided that would be a good way to go. And we ended up buying some rental properties around the country. And they were doing okay, not really well, but okay. And so I was trying to figure out how to do better and improve our performance. And that's when I discovered Lifestyles on the podcast, similar to what many people are listening to right now. And the things that Lifestyles was saying made a whole lot of sense. And so we joined up and we realized all the things we had been doing wrong with our real estate investing before that. And it just totally turbocharged our real estate investing. And that was the beginning of our journey with Lifestyles.
And the single family investments that you were doing at the time, you mentioned essentially you guys were a classic case of accidental landlord. We hear that all the time. It sounds like you went out of state for your progression. Were you buying turnkey products, or were you doing what we do at Lifestyles, typically buying the value add fixer uppers that we turn into rentals? What was your approach there?
Yeah, actually, to start with your second question, we did start out of state, and our main motivation there was real estate in Detroit tends to go up and down with the financials of the automotive industry. And again, we were trying to find something to offset our W-2 income. So we started buying properties out of state, and you used the correct term. We were buying turnkey rentals. We were not doing it the way that Lifestyles teaches. And with turnkey rentals, you're basically paying full price. And because we were paying full price, and the place was already fixed up, which was nice. We didn't have to do anything. But because we were paying full price, our cash flow wasn't all that great. And we were capturing no equity when we bought because we were paying full price. And those are the things, the way that Lifestyles teaches us how to buy properties. When we started buying properties down in Dallas using the Lifestyles methodology, we more than doubled our cash flow. And when we were buying them, we were capturing typically about $20,000 worth of equity. So a few years later, when we sold, not only did we get the $20,000, but all the appreciation as well as the benefits of having paid down the loan a bit. So our our returns went through the roof once we started following Lifestyle's way of buying properties.
So let me get this straight. You're in Detroit, Michigan. I know it took me a while pulling the RV just to get to the southern tip of Illinois. So you're even farther north from there. And you're buying all the way down here in my neck of the woods in Dallas. How did you manage that?
Lifestyles has a phenomenal vendor list, and we were following the map that Lifestyles gave us, and we'd reach out to the various vendors we needed, whether it be insurance, a general contractor, a lender, and there's a whole bunch of them in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We found some that we were comfortable with, and we leveraged the Lifestyles vendor list to make it all happen, and it worked great.
And to your point, and this is a point we talk about quite often on the show, we're not making money one way or even two ways with our real estate investing. We're making it five ways. And when you were buying as a turnkey investor, yeah, no real capital gains there. You're just getting that cash flow, and slim at that. You're making money one way, effectively, maybe two with appreciation, maybe the mortgage pay down. But buying right and buying down here, getting those distressed assets, which you're using a team that you don't even see fixing these things up, you're creating that equity capture to the tune of $20K a house. That's great. That's great news. What was your progression? How long did you do the single family thing? Because we know you got into apartments. What was the general progression there?
Yeah, I'll have Nicole join me here because we ended up buying eventually 9 single family properties just in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And about as I started into doing that, that's when Nicole started joining me, coming down to Dallas, and she started learning the model and getting to know the people. And after doing a number of single families and also attending all these classes while we were down in Dallas, again, this was before Lifestyles was national. You pretty much had to be in a Texas city to get some of the classes. But we would always go down for a single family class and a multifamily class. And after taking all these multifamily classes for 3 years or so, we looked at each other and said, hey, how come we're not doing this multifamily thing? It sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to head into a quick break. And for the listener right now that maybe is catching the podcast from out of state, you've heard it right there. You can do single family from afar. Live where you want, invest where it makes sense. Single family, well, we're going to transition, well, as this couple did, into multifamily. You can certainly do that from afar as well. So stay tuned.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. That says, as in Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated, askandy@luinc.com. And I've got two great guests with me today. I've got Nicole and Greg, and they are coming to us from Detroit, Michigan. That's their home base. And if you caught the first segment, you know that they started out buying, exploring this real estate investing track with single family and buying what we call turnkey, which may or may not be the best approach. It depends on your goals, I guess. But Greg, you eventually wound up finding Lifestyles by way of this very podcast, this radio show, and starting to buy as a member with Lifestyles here in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is where I sit. In fact, I can remember, we've been members since 2012, I can remember going out on what we call single-family road trips. Great educational event if you have no experience with repairing, renovating, rehabbing a house, operating it, and so on, where we go out to these properties that are works in progress. I was out at one just a few weekends ago, and I can remember meeting and talking with you then. Nicole, you weren't down in the area, as I recall, but eventually you picked up the ball alongside Greg as you guys transitioned from single family into multifamily. Why don't you tell us about that move that you guys made?
Yeah, I mean, we were going down, as Greg mentioned in the last segment, to attend events, right? So we would make sure it was expensive to go down. We had to fly and, you know, rent a car and get a hotel. So we wanted to make the best use of our time. So we would make sure we would go to everything and anything that was going on a particular long weekend. And we would meet, as many people as we could, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, and one sometimes ran right into the other. And we started meeting all kinds of just wonderful, wonderful people. And so it became, for me, it became a little bit of a vacation too, right? Because it wasn't so much, hey, we're going to go down and talk about investing. We did that along with, hey, let's go catch up with our friends. And so that really made it much more enjoyable when you're spending a hard-earned vacation time at your corporate job and you feel like you're going somewhere else to do more work. It was great to have it feel more like time off and vacation. And in the course of meeting some of these amazing people, some of them were lead investors. And so at the end of 2014, you know, Greg and I had started talking about, hey, maybe we should start, you know, dipping our toe into this multifamily thing now that we have learned so much about it. And it just so happened a few of the people that we'd gotten to know really well were actually doing some transactions. And so our first two transactions, one was at the very end of 2014, and the second one was pretty early in 2015 with two different lead investors that we had met and gotten to know over time. And so we felt comfortable. And of course, going down to Dallas, we were familiar with the area. So we started dipping our toe in multifamily investing passively.
Yeah, I'm looking at your list of multifamily properties where you have participated either as a limited partner, right, that passive investor, or eventually that general partner or sponsor or syndicator, or as we call them, lead investors here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Very good track record. To my earlier comment at the opening, you're very, very experienced, not just on single family, as we heard, but here, great numbers on multifamily. So you got in 2014. Fast forward, here we are, 22, 8 years later. Looks like picking up a couple deals here and there per year. What I see a number of passive investments that you participated in prior to shifting in what appears to be your first lead investment. What triggered the light bulb in your head to go that direction as a lead?
Greg, you want to take that one? No, I guess I'll take that one. So,
sorry, I did not realize I was on mute. jump in. Yeah, we had been investing passively with a number of other people. And we were very interested in the business and learning from the business, and we were asking questions and such. And many of the leads said to us, how come you're not doing this up in Detroit? Well, Lifestyles at the time didn't do syndications outside of Texas. Or should say the individual members didn't do the syndications outside of Texas. So we weren't really sure how that would go, but we looked it over for a while. We did some research, and in 2016, we pulled the trigger on it and bought a 24-unit in a submarket of Detroit called Romulus.
Okay, so you guys, you know, and maybe I should have done my homework a little better. I was thinking in the back of my head, I'm pretty sure these are the guys that opened the floodgates for what would become national investing. And as you know, we are all across the U.S. I see a lot of stuff coming across my desk for Phoenix, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, Ohio, you guys in Indiana. So kudos to you. Great move, and I know it's really benefited our membership base to be more, I guess, geographically represented. So you guys were passives for a while, then you became leads in this community in Michigan. I am curious, as a passive, how did that help you in becoming a lead? Did that contribute in any way that you can think of to your success?
Sure. It absolutely did. We had a lot of friends, and when we came across a situation that, you know, we weren't quite sure, we, of course, reach out to our mentors and our operations consultants within the Lifestyles organization. But we also had these lead investors that we could reach out to as well. Other members are, you know, experienced and super helpful in many, many ways. And, you know, even just from looking at the monthly reports that we would get from them on their deals, like, oh, gee, I wonder how they handle this, you know, kind of a transaction. What kind of an account do they record that in? And you could look at the reports and find out. Also, just communication, you know, how people communicated to their passive investors and, you know, what did we like about it or what didn't we like about it? And we were able to adopt the behaviors and the communication skills that we appreciated from our lead investors and push that forward to our passive investors in our transaction. And that was very helpful as well.
Yeah, you guys are great communicators, as I know. And that network, I've got to lean on that just quickly, and I'll come back to you, Greg. That network is hugely important. Yes, we have our mentors. They are great, and that's who you go to if you have questions, you don't know what to do, and the other vendors, the multifamily consulting team. But just your network is so, so important. Greg, let me toss it back to you. What did you have?
I was just going to add to what Nicole just said. I do think having so many great people to interact with that are out there buying properties and seeing how they manage them, you get, everybody does it a little differently, and you get all these different examples, and it's nice to get connected with all those people and pick and choose from what you feel are the best practices from what you're seeing from the different people doing. And so that's part of the network is certainly part of the benefits of Lifestyle.
Yeah, and we talk about the roadmap here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and having the right map is what's ultimately going to get you to that destination, that place that you want to be. And when you're surrounding yourself with like-minded people like that, you've got role models, you've got examples, you've got people that ask the question, well, do I turn left at this juncture or do I turn right? Where do I go? And they're happy to help you along that path. Hugely, hugely important. When we come back from the break, I want to hear about that Michigan market, and I want to hear about the other market where you guys are lead investors so that the listener can say, hey, I'm tired of investing in Texas. Let's go there. So stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm joined today by two great investors, long-term real estate investors that have been around Lifestyles Unlimited for a good time now, power couple, Greg and Nicole. And we heard in the first two segments about their background, their experience, how they got started in single family, eventually transitioned to multifamily as passive investors. And then we just heard that they took down their first lead investment. In fact, as the first lead investors to operate outside of the great state of Texas, they did their first deal as syndicators, general partners, whatever you want to call it, lead investors in their backyard in Michigan. And you guys have gone on to do a couple more lead investments in another state. So I'd like to take a little bit of time now just to inform the listener to talk about those two markets where you guys are operators. So if you want to, I don't know how you guys want to approach this, compare, contrast Michigan and the other state where you are, which is Indiana, or just tell us about one than the other. I'll just hand the ball to you and let you guys run.
Okay, there's a lot there. Let's see what we can unpack it. Well, Michigan, we started off because it was close to our house and that we wanted to make sure we had something nearby. We also specifically chose a smaller property because at the time we were not sure how much money we could raise from people in Texas, because, you know, we talked to people and said, hey, we're in Detroit. They'd be like, yeah, I don't think I want to invest there. But we were able to close the deal, which is great. One of the things that was interesting about Detroit is it was hammered really hard during the 2008 recession. So since that time, almost no new apartment inventory had been built. And so occupancy rates were fairly high and growing, and rents were growing. And so we felt comfortable we could find a property where there was opportunity, and we did. But after, when we started looking for our second deal, there just wasn't a whole lot of properties for sale in the Metro Detroit area. So we started looking farther and wider. And eventually we found that there's a handful of cities in the Midwest that are having some strong growth metrics, and Indianapolis is one of them. We had some single family properties there, felt comfortable with the market, and there was a lot of inventory coming on the market. And so that's where we ended up buying our second deal. But aside from that, there's a whole lot of great metrics around Indiana and Indianapolis. Nicole, do you want to cover some of those?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, sure. So Indiana is a very business-friendly state, and that's one of the things that you want to look at. You know, you want to do business in a state where they want you to do business, and they make it a little easier for you to do business based on the laws that they have put in place. Indianapolis, as Greg mentioned, has some really great growth metrics. Population's been growing, and therefore the rents have been steady eddy, you know, for the last 20 years. You're not seeing, you know, massive spikes, but even in 2008, 2009, during the Great Recession, when everybody else saw, you know, rents fall, they still grew. You know, maybe a little bit smaller, but they still, their rental income were still growing. The new apartments that are being put in place are going at a smaller pace, slower pace. And a lot of those have been being put up in like the downtown area. So there's not a whole lot of inventory, in the B and C space, in the suburbs, right? It's, you know, you got to take what's there and fix it up. And that is exactly what we wanted to do, just in our wheelhouse, exactly what we were looking for. And so we really fell in love with the market. The other thing I like about it is I actually really like being there. It's a big town feel, but it's a relatively small city. So they've got all the infrastructure. They've got great sports teams. They've got a wonderful downtown area, but you can get across town in 20 minutes, right? You know, whenever you ask anybody, oh, how far is it from here to there? Oh, it's about 20 minutes. And it's something Greg and I laugh about, because, you know, it's like, you know, you get a small town, but it's got a big town feel. And
well, you got
really,
the speedway,
really like
right?
That.
Is that what's the driver there? Everybody's just got their foot on the pedal to the metal, or what's going on?
It's about a million people, as opposed to a place like Dallas, where I think, what is it, six million or something in Dallas?
I believe with our growth, we have crested that number. I don't know the precise, but I would put it north of seven now. But yeah, point taken, yeah. And spread out, isn't it?
it takes
you're not getting anywhere in 20 minutes.
So business friendly, you've got the fundamentals, not unlike Texas or maybe Phoenix, Arizona, that area. You've got the growth, and that's always important. Now, you mentioned you used a term I want to clarify. You said B and C apartments. Just for the listener, the industry classifies apartments according to a scale A, B, C, and D. A, Nicole, those are those new builds.
Right.
They're at the tippity top, high prices. What is B and C, and do we want to touch a D?
Are, you know, just older communities that maybe need a little love, right? And maybe have been not operated as well by the current owner. And you can really, you know, go into those communities and improve them exponentially and make them a better place for residents to live and raise the rents accordingly. So they're, you know, a fantastic business model. D properties, nobody will likely tell you that they own a D property, but they're out there. You know, those can be good too, depending on the neighborhood, right? So one of the things that we look at is the neighborhood around. If you have a D property, meaning a property that is, you know, been let go, not operated well, needs some cash infusion to fix some deferred maintenance, but it's in a great neighborhood, great submarket, that's the type of property that, you know, you get excited about. You can't fix the neighborhood. So if the neighborhood isn't good and the property isn't good, you can fix the property, but you can't fix the neighborhood. So we don't buy in the hood, right? Basically, that's the advice we give to people. Yeah. You want to make sure that the market you're buying in the submarket, the neighborhood, is solid.
It's interesting because we have parts of Dallas where I would formerly perhaps have used that very term, hood, right? That kind of Class D area. Those are gentrifying here. Those are starting to turn. So to your point, that neighborhood now may be catching up with where I want to then position that formerly, let's say, Class D apartment community. Now, thinking about Indiana, thinking about Michigan, I often approach with the question of whether this market is landlord or rental owner friendly. How are the two states, or maybe the cities where you're operating within those states?
Well, Indiana as a whole is classified as the number two most landlord friendly state behind only Texas, which is it's pretty good. And actually, from another really important aspect for multifamily is property taxes, and it's number two in property taxes behind only, I think it's New Mexico. So it's overall a very strong location for multifamily.
Meaning lower property taxes.
Correct.
Lower property taxes. And
okay.
They don't change on you very much.
Compared to Texas, by the way, where I get the question all the time, can you even invest in Texas with those high property taxes? Yes, you can, but they are at the other end of that scale. That is good to know. How is Michigan?
I don't know. Michigan's probably middle of the pack. They've got some really unusual tax laws here so that after you buy a property, it caps. So if you hold a property for a very long period of time, your taxes end up being very favorable. But if you're buying a property, you better know how to analyze the taxes because they could easily double or triple the year after you buy it.
Yeah. Now, thinking about where you guys are, Detroit, Michigan, you told us, you know, you did the first lead investment there, then you've done one in Indiana. I know you've picked up a second one in Indiana. What's the drive? How are you getting down to your communities? How far is that?
Well, we drive. It's 4.5 hours door to door, and it's a nice drive. It's easy. We visit our properties every other week, more if needed, and it's pretty easy for us to come and go. I mean, we live in the Motor City, right? So there's no public transportation here. And by the time you get to the airport and check in and wait for your flight, it just wouldn't be as economical. We like the freedom of the drive and get some windshield time to make some phone calls and, you know, chit chat in the car.
Yeah.
And,
hey, that's not bad. If I want to go to my wife's hometown on the coast, it takes me easily 8 hours. So that's nothing. Hey, we're going to head into a quick break. We've got one more segment. Stick around. I want to hear about what you guys have been doing in terms of giving back. An important question. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day financial freedom seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. RealEstateInvestorRadioShow.com. And if you missed any of the earlier show, you're going to want to go back and listen to this because I'm interviewing a couple that has been around lifestyles for quite a long time now. They're out of state. They live in Detroit, Michigan, and have invested out of state from a single family perspective right here in Dallas, no less, leveraging that Lifestyles Unlimited network. We heard network is very, very important. And then moving on into the passive space as multifamily investors, passive, just putting their money in and sitting back up there in Detroit one, you know, beautiful day, crystal clear winter, walking out to the mailbox in the snow to get that mailbox money. But then they took it a step farther and became lead investors in that neck of the wood. So guys, actually speaking of weather, the weather up there is a little bit different than we're used to down here in Texas. Let me rephrase that, does that have a major impact on your operations in any way?
Well, I think we have to hire people to shovel snow, but other than that, I don't think it has that much of an impact.
Hey, you guys have the infrastructure. When we get a flurry, just one single snow flurry down here, everything shuts down. So.
Yeah, we've got about 2 inches on the ground right now, and it's still snowing. So
nice.
That's just normal.
Okay, but do you continue? You said you drive about 4 hours to Indy. Just drive keeps on going. You're able to keep on with that throughout the winter.
Well, in a snowstorm like we're having right now, we typically won't drive during the snowstorm. But yeah, otherwise, it doesn't really impact our ability to operate the business in any way. Although we have had some interesting weather events. I know we were talking about it at the break. 3 months after we bought our first property in Indianapolis, we actually had a tornado hit our property.
Yes, so tell us about that.
Weather that way.
I'm curious. So I live in Texas at the very tail end of what we call Tornado Alley. I've lived in Omaha, Nebraska on the other end of Tornado Alley. I didn't realize you guys get tornadoes all the way up in Detroit, Indianapolis, in that area. What happened? Tell us a little bit about that.
So it was a Saturday night. We got a phone call from our regional manager. It's very unusual to get a phone call from a regional manager on Saturday, so we took it. She said that there had been a tornado at the property, that our maintenance staff was on site, but she didn't really know anything else. So we happened to be out at dinner with family. We quickly ran home, packed our bags, got in the car, started heading down. My sister-in-law, Nicole's sister, works midnight, so she started texting us reports of what was going on down in Indianapolis. And 7 in the morning, we were on site at the property, and we had roofs of 5 buildings that were severely damaged. 3 of them had literally gaping holes in the roof, and then it rained for many hours after the tornado passed. And city came in, basically, you know, temporarily condemned 3 or 4 of the buildings. We were able to get some of them back on within 24 hours once they confirmed there were no gas leaks. But we had probably 15 to 20 units that were severely impacted. We were able to relocate a number of residents within our property, helped out other residents as much as we could. Some of them moved back home with family members, and others moved on to other apartments. But it then took a year of working with insurance to try to put that thing all back together and put all the pieces back together on that one incident with the weather.
But I think it's important because I've heard this story. In fact, I was telling Nicole last time I saw you guys in person, maybe was a couple years ago at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo down in Houston. And I remember talking about the tornado with her then. And yes, it was an inconvenience. Yes, it slowed down the business plan a little bit. But I think the point to the listener is, among other things, we mitigate risk with things like insurance, which steps in and helps us fill those gaps for a period of time, either with rent coverage or obviously fixing the building. But real estate investing, it's a very, very resilient asset class, because you guys were able to take this really disaster and turn it around and put the product back together, and that community's up and running full speed now again, is it not?
Oh yes, though the repairs have been done for quite a while now, and everything's running wonderfully. You know, it creates a lot of extra work, and the insurance process is incredibly frustratingly slow, and I am not super patient, so that was very painful at times for me. But the nice thing about insurance is that they don't put the units or the building back the way that it was. You get all new stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So new units, new cabinetry, new flooring, new wiring, new lighting, new roofs, new everything, and it's all covered by insurance. you did not have to come out of pocket for that other than your deductible, right? Mm-hmm. So it can be a blessing, you know, very much in disguise at the beginning because it is a lot of work to go through all that. But at the end of the day, you do typically come out smelling like a rose after all.
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. What was the age of that property when you acquired it?
It was built in 1969, 1970.
Okay, well, there you go. You got some units that are 1969, 1970s, and now you got, what, 2019 models. So to your point, that is great information, right? Best product, best price. You got the best product right there in those essentially new units. Now, I want to come back to a point I mentioned as we were heading out of the last break, which is how you guys are giving back, obviously operating as leads and building this portfolio, participating as passives. That's for your side of the business. But because of your level of experience and the things we've heard about and the things you've done outside of Texas, you guys are both now engaged. And like I'm giving back, participating, doing the radio show. What is it that you guys are involved with in helping get the word out about Lifestyles Unlimited and helping the membership base? If maybe Nicole, maybe you can start.
Oh, sure. Well, a few years ago, Lynn Moreau, the executive vice president of Lifestyles Unlimited, actually called Greg's phone because she didn't have my phone number and asked if I might be interested in coming on board as a multifamily mentor for the national team. And one of the reasons that I was asked to do that was because we had, you know, built our business and started in two different locations, built our, local teams there, ourselves, and we knew how to break into new markets. And Lynn asked if I would be willing to come on board and share that knowledge base with other folks that wanted to do the same. And I've been doing that for almost 3 years now, and I can't even believe it's been that long. It feels like it's gone by so fast.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that long either. So you're one of our national multifamily mentors. Greg, what are you up to out there?
Yeah, so just a funny little story, but about 2 years ago, Lifestyles was going to have one of their two-day events in Chicago, and we only had a handful of people that were, maybe two or three people that were teaching it at the time, and they had some scheduling snafu, so they had to cancel the event. And I had Nicole reach out to Lynn and said, hey, if that ever happens, I'd be happy to pitch in. And next thing you know, an email went out saying, hey, I'm one of the new two-day presenters. And I was like, oh, I guess that's something I'm doing now.
What is the 2 day in about 30 seconds? What is that?
The 2 day is the class that we teach at Lifestyles to teach you everything you want to know if you want to get into single family investing and give you the background so that you can understand multifamily investing and how it works so that you can invest wisely. And that's one of the things I teach now. And it's been a great experience. I love getting other members to join and changing their lives. That's what we call ourselves, life changers, the people that teach the 2 day, because you really can. Once you get people into real estate investing and they can get the kind of returns that you just can't get anywhere else, it does change their life. But I got to say, one of the things that was a benefit to both of us for our experiences working with Lifestyles is that we have learned so much from being a two-day presenter and being a mentor, that it's actually helped us tremendously in terms of running our properties. We are much, much better investors and smarter for having dug into the Lifestyles teachings and the processes and the roadmap that Lifestyles provide and understanding it more fully so that we can run our properties really well.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. You're always learning, right? And we've got a number of two-day presenters. You're kind of traveling around the country. If you're in Texas like I am, David Fisher does our Texas markets. Greg, you're out and about. Speaking of out and about, speaking of Texas, we do have next month, we've got our 2022 Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Are you guys coming down for that?
Absolutely. We wouldn't miss it.
All right.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you guys there. And just for the listener, if you're interested in checking out, learning more about Lifestyles Unlimited and, like Greg said, single family investing or multifamily investing, that is a great place to be. That's going to be March 16th through the 19th in Houston, Texas. I'll give you a website so you can learn more. It's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And if you are interested in coming, use my name, Andy, A-N-D-Y. That'll give you a $97 discount off of any of those passes or packages. Again, that's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And that's a great place to learn as well, and to network and all the things that we've talked about that have helped you guys along the way. And I know you guys have helped tons of people. I talk to a lot of people here in Dallas, and I hear that message as well. We didn't really get to talk about your latest deal. Where did you take down that last apartment? We're going to be tuning out here in just a second, but where are you guys operating now?
Our most recent acquisition is a 280-unit apartment in Speedway, Indiana. So it's a submarket within Lifestyles, but it's exactly where the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, next time I've got my pedal to the metal and I'm pulling that RV, I'm gonna bring it up to Indianapolis and visit you guys and see the apartments by the Speedway and maybe see if I can get on that Speedway. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? So, hey, thanks.
In an RV?
Thanks,
Nicole. I don't know how an RV would work in the Speedway.
Yeah, the Griswolds arrive. Thanks for joining me today. I do appreciate you guys sharing. And again, check out wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. I thank you for listening. And remember, it's not the money, it's the life. Style. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.